Paul, could you give us an outline of a sort of typical day working with the animals in the animal park?
Well, I start at 7:30, which we open up the yard, then go, we used to go straight into the animal centre where the small animals were kept, checking all those, checking that they're okay, then up to the office, as it was rather poshly called, and open that up, then into the feed room, get the feed ready for the outside animals. Always fed those first because I felt that they needed feeding before the insiders because they're out in the elements. So go round, as I went round, I would check the fencing. So we had problems with the fencing, people cutting the fence in the past, and we had incidents with dogs being put in there, unfortunately, or the sick people. So go around, check the fencing, check the animals visually, feed them, go around all the pens, and making sure that everything was okay, the streams weren't blocked and that sort of thing. Head back up from feeding the goats first, then the deer, then the sheep, then head round to the ponies, or with the sheep, of course, there was all the chickens and ducks and peafowl. So feed the ponies, then up to the yard, feed the small animals in the yard, then usually by then it was tea break time. It takes a bit of time, it sounds all very quick, but it all takes time to carry out these jobs. And after break it would be picking up pony poo and perhaps some fencing, lots of pairing. There's always things that wanted doing, something that wanted checking over or repairing, nailing up, whatever. So that would spend most of the time raking leaves or clearing the streams. There's all sorts of jobs. It's so numerous, I can't even remember them now. Bring up to lunchtime, after lunch, carry on in that same sort of vein, then middle of the afternoon, start feeding up again, going around checking the animals, make sure they're still making sure the fence is okay. Wind up with the inside animals, feed them all up, doing any cleaning that was necessary. That would be the end of the day. Prepare the food for the morning, of course, so that I'm ready to head out again. Then that's a sort of typical day.
What time did you finish then?
4:30. 7:30 to 4:30.
Right. Okay, and what were the small animals that were kept in the building?
When I left, we had rabbits and rats and guinea pigs, and we had a tame cockerel. I think it was a duck or two as well at one time that we kept up there. Terrapins, mice. We tried a number of small animals like hamsters, but they weren't very successful. They prefer to sleep during the day, so that's not very good with the public. So, I mean, obviously you want animals that are going to be alert and not be rather annoyed at being woken up, just like they're going to have their head stroked or what have you. So basically that's sort of the small animals. Rabbits, you know, a number of different types of rabbits over the years.
Okay, the last time I was there was a chinchilla.
Yes, we had chinchillas, yes. Because it reminded me. I mean, it's been almost 2 years since I left the park and I've forgotten that already. Yes, we had chinchillas over a number of years. Very popular. Rather scatty animals, but very popular with the public, I think, the chinchillas.